Welcome to Alpha Male 2.0, freedom focused lifestyle design for men dating multiple attractive women all at the same time with no drama or cheating or lying. Location independent income, the freest? Is that a word? The freest lifestyle available to the modern day man. The best lifestyle for the modern day man without having to be a billionaire or something like that. We have two topics to cover today. But this is Alpha Male 2.0, and I am the only person on the entire internet who discusses these topics in this level of depth in terms of my actual life right in front of my friends and family. No one else will talk about this publicly. There are lots of guys who do this, but they won't talk about this publicly because they're pussies. I mean, like, guys you'd know. Names some of you would know who live a lifestyle similar or exactly the same as what I'm doing. And I'm like, hey, come on, let's talk about this. Well, I can't. My wife will get mad at me. Well, my mom or my grandma might see the video. You're a big pussy. So there you go. So as usual, before we get to our topics, I will answer a few questions, those of you in the chatty chat. And then we'll get started here in a few minutes. Let's make sure that everything is going down on here. Make sure that my notes are correct. Drink of my ultra purified water. One moment. What do you guys talk about in the chat here? Caleb, odd request. Could you say witness with religious conviction like you did last week? I can't be the only one who chuckled from that. You won't know the context if you haven't read Malazan. But yeah, sure. I mean, witness. I am Karsa Orlong. And this is my mount, Havoc. I shall bed this woman. Witness. Now, you have no idea what if you haven't read Malazan, Book of the Fallen, you have no idea what the fuck that was. If you have read Malazan, Book of the Fallen, you just got a big boner, didn't you? You're like, fuck yeah! I shall bed these three women. Or the one witch, she's like, are you going to bed me? I used to bed women. I used to take women by force. I no longer do such things. But that's like way when he's way older. And then his three bastard daughters. Never mind. My mount, Havoc. He is a horse and he eats people. That's great. What did you think of GoldenEye film 1996? Thoughts on Pierce Brosnan besides his marital situation? Well, you can Google search Alpha Male 2.0 James Bond, and I review every James Bond movie ever made. And in that review, I believe I said GoldenEye is overrated. The reason people have a fond memory of GoldenEye is because they are young people who weren't super into James Bond, had nothing of no basis for comparison, and because of the Nintendo 64 game. The actual movie, as compared to the James Bond movies, is pretty shitty. Pierce Brosnan's awesome. I think Pierce Brosnan's fantastic. And he's one of these guys that he's still good looking, even though he's really old. He's amazing. Love Pierce Brosnan. Love him to death. Hi, Kale, looking to obtaining Uruguay residency. I believe they require a vaccine certificate. You are incorrect, sir. They do not require that. No. I got it right in the middle of COVID. I didn't need any of that shit. No. Also, how much do you think the residency program will cost will be similar to Paraguay? Oh, sorry, Uruguay. I thought you meant Paraguay. No, my understanding is they do not. How much do you think the residency program will cost will be similar to Paraguay? Yeah, I would rough estimate be similar to Paraguay. Yeah, probably a little less. I think Uruguay is a little less paperwork intensive than Paraguay. Paraguay is the most paperwork intensive of our residencies, unfortunately. So I was just with someone today. having to do with Paraguay. Not quite Paraguay. Let's say a country adjacent to Paraguay. 1.8 million Instagram followers. See why I always have a big smile on my face like this? This is the look of a man who wants for nothing. Big dumb smile. Yeah. Everyone's all pissed off. Well, people in Dubai are pissed off. When I go to the United States, December 21st, be there for a week. All these angry Americans, God damn it, Biden and Trump and Israel. I'll be like this. Do you plan on learning Spanish at some point? I am slowly learning it with Duolingo. When do you think it will be obvious to even dumb Americans that America is collapsing? when the pain is acute and experienced by the average person. Those are the two requirements. Instead of right now, the pain is not acute. It's like, oh, this sucks. It's not like me stabbing you with a knife in your shoulder. That's an acute pain. Number one. Number two, some Americans are okay and some are in big trouble. When it's pretty much anyone, every state, because you'll get comments from guys saying, well, I live in Miami. Everything's perfect here. So some people aren't feeling it yet. When everyone feels it, that's when people go, oh, shit. I should have taken Caleb's advice. When do you think normal Americans will agree that long-term monogamy doesn't work? When I've read articles about this too at the old blogs. When technology renders monogamy impossible. I read an entire article called Soon Monogamy Will Be Impossible. And the reason for that is you will have no privacy. The technology will be in place societally where your wife slash girlfriend slash woman you're dating will know everywhere you are, wherever you are, you will not be able to hide it. Or at a bare minimum, she'll say, show me the replay on the computer of what your eyes saw today, like in that Black Mirror episode, which I referred to. And if you go, I don't want to, she'll know. That's the best case scenario. Most likely, she'll just know. And so you're going to have to just adopt my models. You're going to have to. You're going to have to just fess up and say, all right, look, right now it's still possible to cheat. It's harder to cheat. I come out of the 80s. The 80s, it was easy to cheat. It was so easy to cheat. There were no cell phones. There was no internet. It was easy. It was easy. Today, it's much harder to cheat and not get caught. You can do it, though. It's still possible. Soon it will be impossible. And that's what people go, okay. Why does society want to try so bad to make all the men beta males and suffer with just one woman as their sexual satisfaction? To me, it seems impossible. A man needs a variety of women, in my opinion. That's not your opinion. That is fact. Men were never wired. You were never designed at any point to be monogamous, sexually monogamous. Doesn't matter if you're in love and have kids. And why does society want to make all the men beta males? Why do you think? Who's easier to control, alphas or betas? Who controls society? The elites. Do the elites want intelligent, rational alpha males running around? No, they don't. They want good little beta males who go to college and get a job and shut the fuck up and pay taxes and obey their wives. That's what the elites want. In all countries, not just America, everywhere. Muslim countries, Asian countries, Western countries, that's what the elites want. Shut the fuck up and do what you're told. Hello, Caleb. Love your stuff. You had a document. You had a document of all your notes over the years available on SMIC. I missed out on that program. Will the document ever be available in another course? Maybe. Well, maybe there will be a version of SMIC coming up where you can buy everything in there. Maybe. Society celebrates and encourages low testosterone beta males. Correct. Hello from Eastern Europe. Hello. Can you also do a podcast video about non-monogamy throughout history, especially Europe, mainly in the Roman Empire? That's a LISIG topic. If you don't know what LISIG means, that's L-I-S-G, low-income smart guy. That is an interesting topic that will not help you at all. I like to give you actionable topics that you can take advantage of. I've mentioned this before. I've mentioned this a lot. Monogamy was not a thing until about 300 AD when Constantine was the Roman emperor because he was the first Christian emperor. And up until then, women had zero expectation of men being monogamous. There was zero expectation of women, wives, girlfriends. There were no girlfriends back there. But when you were a wife and a woman, you knew your husband fucking women and was part of life. And that was the way it goes. And then, and here's the thing, they didn't get mad. They didn't care because they were never told it was bad. Only until Constantine came along. Thanks, Christianity. Thanks. You say, well, this is bad. You can't do this anymore. People say, okay. Is there any reason why anyone would choose Paraguay over Uruguay? Personal preference, yes. And perhaps taxes. Can you please talk about divorce stats with links? And one of your live streams, update that blog post. None of the links to the source of the blog work of the blog post. I explained that in my email list. I will update that blog post in great detail once the blog gets going. I will announce the blog shortly. And it's on the to-do list, yes. Hey, in your previous live stream, why do you capitalize the first letter of the first word of everything you type? Do your best when you're young to avoid marriage and avoid children. Do you have any info on that? Do you disagree with my opinion below? Disagree on avoiding marriage when young. In my mega genius opinion, well, okay, that's good. You're mega genius. It is best for a man to get married early to mid 20s, then because he will be divorced by late 20s. Why is that good? What's an interesting nonfiction book you've read lately? Marketing Made Simple, and the one on, I don't remember the name. It's a book on, oh, Financial Intelligence. Neither of those books do I think any of you should read. They're for people at my level. I guess Marketing Made Simple might help. Financial Intelligence, how to read like bank statements, financial statements, balance sheets, exciting things like that. Those are two I've read lately. Also, lower the chance of a man losing his kids and paying child support. Most likely, he will have to wait. Why do you want divorce? That doesn't make any sense. How about you have a lifestyle model? I recommend you don't have a divorce. When is the full breakdown whiteboard video with links and stats about the Western collapse coming out? Before I leave Dubai, so before March of next year, I'm going to do that before I start traveling again. It's March, April next year, so I got about 3 months. Why did you choose 2% for the 2% rule? Why not 1%, 3% of the number? Watch both my 2% videos at the Sovereign CEO channel. I explain that. What do you think about liking a girl on Instagram? Never, ever put a like on any woman's Instagram ever. That makes you puts you in the beta male category. All right, two more questions. We'll get to the topic. Tinder, Bumble, etc. doesn't work well for 40 plus men like me traveling around. Wrong. Oh, it works great traveling around. You're 40 plus white man traveling to non-Western countries, you'll do just fine. Wrong. What would you say is better to do as an older man? The only other option you've got is sugar daddy game. If you don't want to do that, you need to make Tinder work, but you can. If you go to like certain parts of Asia, my God, older white man in Asia, dude, hello. South America, my God. Some parts of Eastern Europe, my God. When is the full break? Okay. All right, let's get to the topic. Why is there a thing sticking up back of my head here? Why is that? Oh, I know why that is. It's about what I was doing a little bit ago. Okay. Hang on a second. I need to read my notes. But they don't make sense. Oh, right. Okay. Okay. First topic. Sexual chemistry, which is not a word I like because that's a word that has been co-opted by over 33 women on first and second dates. I didn't feel chemistry. I want to feel chemistry. The only people who use that word, unfortunately, women over 33 who are in the dating mode. Young men do not use the word chemistry. Younger girls do not use the word chemistry. It's women over 33 going on first dates looking for chemistry because they want their next husband. Okay. But I will use that word. I have had sex with, I don't give out the number because I don't want to deal with nitpickers and haters. I don't waste my time. I don't mind, but I don't want to waste my time. So I don't give out the number, but I have been with a number of women sexually that is well into the triple digits. Triple digit states, triple digits women had sex with, triple digits. Okay. And here's the thing. To me, that's not the important number in terms of my sexual statistics. Here's the important number. The important number is, much more important than the number of women I've been with, is the amount of sex that I have had. I have had sex, on average, 2 to 3 times per week over the last 17 years, consistently, with no monogamy and no dry spells. I'm going to repeat that so that will sink into your brain, because I am one of the few men on earth, literally on earth, including one of the few men in Red Pill, the few men in Pickup Artist World, few men, who can say that. I have had sex with somebody, some woman, and it's been a large number because we've been doing it so long, 2 to 3 times a week on average, every week on average, consistently, and it's been multiple women over 17 years, with multiple women, no monogamy or no de facto monogamy because I got bored or tired or busy with work or complacent or got one-itis. I walk my talk. I live the lifestyle I teach, unlike many men on the internet who teach certain lifestyle models and they don't live them. I'm not mentioning names, but I actually live what I teach. I've been doing this consistently. In next February, which is 2 months from now, almost, it'll be 17 years straight. That's a lot of sex. And I'm going to say this clearly. No monogamy. I have not been monogamous to any one woman in the last 17 years, including de facto monogamy. De facto monogamy means that you are dating multiple women. Let's say you're dating, you're seeing three different girls. You got two ML, you got an MLTR and two FBs, okay? And over time, one of the FBs kind of floats away, does a listen fitty, and then the next FB just kind of floats away and gets a listen fitty. And now you wake up one day and you realize it's been 3 months, you've only had sex with one girl, your MLTR. You are de facto monogamous. You are only having sex with one woman. I've never had that in 17 years. Ever, ever, never. Number one. Number two, I've talked about this before. I've had no dry spells. I come out of the pickup artist world. One of the most common complaints with pickup artists and guys who live the player lifestyle is they get laid a lot for a while, and then they get complacent, or they travel, or they get busy with work or whatever, and they stop having sex, and they go like 2, 3, 4, 5 months with no sex. Jesus Christ. And they bitch and moan, I had a dry spell. I have never been without sex for more than 30 days. Excuse me, 31 days. And that's only happened twice in the past 17 years. And both those were more than 10 years ago. I can tell you exactly the two scenarios. This is back in like 2009, 2010. 2009, when I lived in Portland, Oregon, there was a massive snowstorm in December that paralyzed the entire city. Everyone was snowed in. You could literally not leave your house. You couldn't drive a car. The snow was so bad, okay? And so I couldn't go anywhere for like 2 weeks, stuck in my house, couldn't have sex. Women couldn't come see me. And then it was Christmas. You can't get laid during the week of Christmas. You just can't. So I went 31 days without sex. That's one time. The second time was in 2010 or 11. I went on this whirlwind trip in Asia, and I hit all these different countries really quick, and I just didn't have time to, and I didn't want to just set up a girl here when I was only going to be there 3 days, and I just didn't bother. So I went 31 days without sex that time. That's it in 17 years. Okay? That's the reality. And you can believe that or not, I'm giving you the literal statistics. This is the reality of my life. Almost no other men in the entire world have that level of sexual volume that consistently for this long, including pickup artists, red pill guys, player guys, because what do these guys do, as I've analyzed many times? They get laid a lot, and then they do one of two things. They get one-itis for one girl, and then they get monogamous. And then they're monogamous for a while, and then they have an explosion, then they break up, then they have to go back into the game again. Or they move in with a girl. They go, I found the woman of my dreams. Dumbass. And then, you know, in a year or two, that she breaks up with him. And he's like, God damn it, fuck. And he has to go back to the pickup artist sites. And he has to go back to the... I've seen pickup artist gurus do this. Not mentioning names. I never did that. So when they're monogamous, they're not having as much sex. Not for 2 years. For the first few months, they are. Not 2-3 times a week, every week, for years, for 17 years. No. The first thing they do. Or they get married. Or as I told you, they hit age 35 and they go, I'm an idiot. I shouldn't have been doing all these things. I need to find the Lord. And then they take the God pill and they go hardcore Christian or hardcore Muslim. Andrew Tate. Or they do a 180 on their lifestyle and they start looking for a traditional relationship. Or they get married and go blue pill and have kids. I can mention about 4, 5, 6 names on that one. Okay. And then they have all the usual problems that beta males have when they're married and have kids and have a monogamous traditional relationship. Okay. They don't do what I do. They don't do what I've done 17 years straight. They don't do it. Well, I want to get married stuff. Excuse me, I'm married. I've been married for years. You can do this when you're married. Again, I'm the only guy on the internet that talks about this. So, number one, even A-list celebrities eventually get monogamous. Even guys like DiCaprio, who a lot of you guys worship, okay? George Clooney, Brad Pitt, these guys eventually get monogamous. And the amount of frequency of sex eventually drops. Even these guys can't hold a candle to me. I'm not bragging. I'm working up to a point here. And then a lot of guys who get old or tired. Here's the other thing. I'm in my early 50s. Most men, Western men in my age, I've talked with this other. Excuse me. Hang on. Oh, I just ate a lot of food. So hang on. I'm burping. Most Western men, I guess men of any country, any culture, who are my age, younger than me, in their like, this hits around early to mid 40s, they start slowing down, the testosterone drops, they start getting fat, they start getting lazy, they start getting to like, oh, fuck this, I don't want to, and their energy level drops. You think they're banging chicks 2-3 times a week? You think the women they're having sex with are super good looking? Well, I haven't mentioned the hotness factor. I'm just talking about the frequency of sex. So you have that aspect of it. Even guys used to be players. Even guys used to be really good looking. Even guys who are millionaires. Even guys who are celebrities. I've seen this over and over and over and over again. Yes, there are some exceptions. Yeah. So this means that with this statistic, I am an expert on sex with women in ways few men on the entire internet, few men in the entire world are. If you can find me five other guys, even God, two other guys, who have had sex with multiple women 2-3 times a week, consistently, with no monogamy, no dry spells for 17 years straight, let me know. I'd be happy to talk to them. Good luck. I'm not bragging. I'm bragging a little bit. I'm trying to specify that the data and the viewpoints I'm about to give you are truly from a unique source. How many other men on the internet can say this with honesty? Even men, I'm going to throw this in here. Even men who have had sex with more women than me, because there are plenty of men on the internet in this space who've had sex with more women than me. Hundreds and hundreds of chicks. A few guys have been with like over 1,000 women. Even these guys cannot get anywhere close to the amount of sex that I've had, because they have, most of those are one-night stands. I don't do one-night stands. It's part of my alpha male 2.0 model. I don't do one-night stands. I do long-term, consistent, non-monogamous relationships, FBRs and MLTRs, with rare exception, OLTR. Okay. So, how do I explain this? So that's the context of what I'm about to give you, okay? Does that mean that every opinion I have about sex or every observation I have about sex is 100% objectively true? No. But I'm clear about when things are objective reality or Caleb's opinion. But at least you're getting some analysis and opinion and some objective reality from a guy who has lived this lifestyle, lived a particular lifestyle in terms of his sex life, that few men in the world, including in this space, have experienced over that long period of time. By the way, this isn't going to stop next year. I hit my 17-year birthday, alpha male 2.0 birthday, next February. It's not like, okay, I'm done. I'm gonna go get monogamous now. I'm gonna, you know, start having sex once a month like a normal guy who's 52. No, this is going to continue for the rest of my life into my 80s. The frequency of sex may go down eventually. That's going to be a long fucking time. The number of women have definitely gone down, but it's still more than two, more than three, more than four. All right. Okay. Excuse me. Hang on. God damn. Okay. With that context, I'm going to give you three terms. Okay. With that context, from my experience data set, I'm going to give you three terms. Okay. You can experience one of these things, two of these things, or all three of these things, but they're all different when you have sex with a woman. Okay. I'm talking here about sex with a woman. That means your penis goes inside her vagina. I just got to monetize on YouTube, but I don't monetize on YouTube anymore because I don't give a fuck. So I don't care. I can say whatever I want. So it's real sex. Okay. I'm not talking about you're on a date or you're cuddling or even she's giving you a blowjob. Sex. Stop being a pussy. Sex. Okay. I'm not talking about jerking off to porn. Sex with a real woman. All right. Okay. First, there is sexual enjoyment. Then there is sexual chemistry, which I mentioned earlier. Then there is having a sexual connection. These are three different things in my view, but I'm giving you the view of someone who's had more sex than I just went through that. Okay. Sexual enjoyment means that the woman you're having sex with is really hot to you. She's smoking hot to you. And that's it. It is not relevant of how she behaves sexually during sex or if she does things to you you like during sex. In sexual enjoyment just means that she is really hot. Most of you have never had sex with a 9 or a 10. A lot of you have had sex with a 9 or a 10. And some of you have had the experience where you have sex with a 9 or a 10 and she just kind of lays there and you're like, oh, this sucks. But then the other part of your brain, the lizard part of your brain, like, yeah, but she's so hot. Who cares?
Because we're men, right?
Or another part of you is like, well, I don't like this. I don't feel loved and I don't feel a connection. So I'm going to get to the next. I don't feel a connection. I don't feel, so I don't like this. Depends on your personality. So when I say sexual enjoyment, capital S, capital E, sexual enjoyment, I'm talking about you're having sex with a woman you think is really hot. And again, attractiveness is subjective. I've talked about this many times in my blogs, my videos, my podcasts. What you would define as a perfect 10, your brother or your best friend is going to give it a completely different definition. There's no consensus among men on what a 10 means or what a 9 is. There is some consensus on the four levels I talk about, which is ugly, average, cute, hot. There's some consensus there. There's no consensus of what a 7 is. If I pull up a picture of a random woman on the internet and said, okay, guys, rate her, I would get 27 different answers. So what is really smoking hot to you is going to look different from man to man to man. I have an image in my head of what I consider a perfect 10, maybe one or two images. And I promise you that the image you have in your head is going to be similar, but different. Sometimes even radically different. Some of you guys like tall chicks. I don't. Some of you guys like dark-skinned women. Some of you guys like light-skinned women. Some of you guys like dark hair. Some of you guys like blondes. Some of you guys like big tits. Some of you guys like small tits. Some of you guys like, you know, six-pack abs, like, you know, CrossFit bodies. Some of you guys like more curvy Kim Kardashian bodies. Everyone's different. So sexual enjoyment means you think she's really hot. Not your brother, not your friend, not people on the internet. You. Cool? Okay. So that's sexual enjoyment. Next one is sexual chemistry. Here's what sexual chemistry means. This is different. This is where she is 100% or close to 100% sexually compatible with you because she likes to fuck the way you like to fuck. So you don't have to say to her, hey, could you do this? Because I like it when a girl does this. She goes, oh, okay. And then she does it for you to be nice, but that's not something she would do naturally. Sexual chemistry is where you start having, here's an example. You start having sex the first time or maybe the second time. So she doesn't really know you very well, but she immediately starts doing the exact shit you want. And you're like, oh shit. Yes. She starts making the sounds that you like. And every man likes different sounds. You know the sounds that you like, or maybe you like a quiet, whatever you like. She does that. And you're like, oh, ho, 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 ho. And it's two ways. So she likes to get fucked by a man the way you like to fuck. Some of you guys, according to women, I talk to women a lot about this. Most of you guys like to fuck like this. Oh, baby. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And you're like slow like that. Some of you guys like me and you beat the shit out of a bitch. You pound the shit out of her, right? You make sounds like a T-Rex. And okay. Some of you guys are kind of vanilla. Some of you guys are into kinky, weird shit. Some of you guys are in a role play. Whatever the fuck. He likes exactly what you like. Just naturally. You're just compatible. So you have sex with her. And when you're done, you're both like, oh my fucking God, I love you. Not literally, but you get my point. You're like, oh yeah, I like her. God, and then you start getting all one. If you're a man, you start getting one eye to see, oh no, I hope she doesn't fuck another guy because I really like her. Oh, she's amazing. Oh, right. And then what she does is she goes and tells our girlfriends, I just had sex with a guy. Oh my God, I fucking came twice and he fucking did this. I just exactly what I like. And it was that's right. So that's what sexual chemistry means. Sexual chemistry is irrelevant of sexual enjoyment. You can have sexual chemistry, the woman who is not a 10, not a 9. Not an 8, not even a 7. You can have, it's possible. Now, I don't have sex with women under about 8s these days. I haven't for a long time. But you can have sexual chemistry, it's possible, with a woman who's a 5 or a 6 to you. No, she's not very good looking, but she does exactly what you like, right? Some of you have had that experience. I know a lot of you have that experience. So sexual enjoyment, pretty low. Sexual chemistry is like sky high. I have had an experience where I've mentioned this. The longest consistent FB I had before it with no breaks and no listen fitties, she was about 7 years. An FB lasted 7 years straight. So saw her pretty much every month, consistently for 7 years. Even she never listen fitted me. She would get boyfriends and keep seeing me. And this is not sugar daddy. This is no money. Pure FB. She was great. And she was, frankly, you know, her face, 7 at best. Now, her body, to me, was about a 9. So the body was like, But the chemistry was fan-fucking-tastic. Oh, my God. I started seeing her when she's 23, and I stopped seeing her when she was 23, so about 30, yeah. Why? Because she started getting fat. Because that's what American women do. Not she gained a little weight. She got fat. I've explained why I can't do that. Men need to be sexually aroused to have sex. They women. Women don't need to be sexually aroused because they have things called lube, and women don't understand this. If you're not hard, you can't have sex. Okay. So we're still friends. That was many years ago. Let's see. Next one. Third category is sexual connection. Sexual connection has nothing to do with sexual compatibility or sexual chemistry, nothing to do with how hot she is. Well, that's not true. There is a component of sexual enjoyment, sexual connection. That is the emotional connection you have with a woman during sex. Most of you have experienced sex where you had no emotional connection at all. By the way, that sex is great. I'm not denigrating that. I think it's fucking great. I love sex with no connection. It's awesome. And you've had sex where you had a deep emotional connection with a woman while having sex. Even if she wasn't your girlfriend. I mean, maybe you've had this with a woman. You had sex 3 or 4 times. The fourth time you make this connection, like this eye contact or something, you feel it and she feels it and it's real. And it's just not making it up and you're not making it up. It's real. Sexual connection. Make sense? So you can have sexual enjoyment without sexual chemistry or sexual connection. A woman can be hot, totally incompatible with you, and have no connection. I've done this. A few of you have done this. You know, right? Okay. You can have sexual chemistry without any sexual connection. Now, the problem is if you're a big beta pussy or you have a very emotional personality, a lot of men have this problem. As soon as you have some sexual chemistry, you get one-itis and you fall in love. No, dumb fuck. Sexual chemistry has nothing to do with love or her compatibility for you to be an OLTR or girlfriend or whatever. That just means you fuck each other very well, which is great. You can have amazing sexual chemistry with a pure FB only. Now, many of you are either pussies or betas or are too needy and you don't have that ability. As soon as you have sexual chemistry, even the FB, you're like, oh, and you get all emotions and you get feeling, you get one-itis and you want to date her and you're trying to figure out how to move in with her because you're a big pussy. Okay. But I'm saying is you don't have to. You can have sexual chemistry without having a sexual connection. You can. I've had it. You can. Sexual connection often is connected to sexual enjoyment. So in my view, and again, I'm giving you context from a very unique experience set. Can you have an amazing sexual connection? Not an emotional connection, a sexual emotional connection, thing at the same time, with a woman you think is a 4 physically? No, you can't, in my opinion. Why? We men are visual. We're turned on visually. A strong component of when you fall in love with a woman or get hardcore feelings for a woman is... We don't like, some of you pussies don't like to admit this, but it's true, is her physical appearance, right? Yeah, if you're being super honest, your mom's not watching, it's okay. If you're being super honest, a component of your emotional feeling toward this is how she looks. So in order to have 100% sexual connection, in my opinion, and I'm pretty sure I'm right about this, she needs to be physically attractive to you, at least a 7. I don't know. I mean, I would say at least 7. So ugly, average, cute, hot. She's be cute or hot to you. If she's average looking, face and body, I don't think you can get their sexual connection. It's going to be hard for you. And again, you might think a woman is a 7 or an 8 that I might think is a 5. We're talking about what you think, not what I think or what anyone else thinks. Because guys these days, because of Instagram, are so concerned about what other men think about how hot their girlfriends are or wives are. Some examples. I'll give you some examples I've had in my life. So first, I already mentioned that FB. Our sexual enjoyment was decent because of her body, not really because of her face. But her body was amazing. She was great. We had an amazing sexual chemistry. And we had a sexual connection. She later fell in love with me. One of the rare times I've had FBs fall in love with me. And it's not typical, but it has happened. I did not reciprocate those feelings, and she did not qualify for anything more than an FB. So, but good friend of mine. Remember, F stands for friend. And she was great. I was looking forward to seeing her every week. I was looking forward to seeing her. That's when you can tell you like someone, including FBs. You're looking forward to seeing them. Oh, good. I got to see. What's her name? I'm not going to mention names. Okay, so I've had another experience a few years ago with a woman who is in the Instagram world. That's all I can say. Her physical appearance is a 10. And again, what I would consider to be a 10. Most of you know my type, blonde, big tits, skinny body, blah, blah, blah. And so sexual enjoyment was a 10 because she's really hot, like really hot, okay? This is one of the women that Pink Firefly got upset about. When I showed her a picture, she's like, what the fuck? She's hot as fuck. So when Pink Firefly gets upset, you can tell the girl's really hot. That's weird. So, however, sexual chemistry, pretty low. Why? She did a thing that some women do, and porn is a big contributor to this, unfortunately, is she started putting on a show during sex. She started putting on a show for me. Oh, yeah, baby. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm like, okay, could you just be real? I don't need you to put on a show. Now, the reason some women do that is because men are so stupid, it works. Men go, oh, yeah, she thinks I'm hot. She thinks I'm a big cock because she's going, oh, yeah, baby. Oh, yeah. And I'm like, I do that. I'm like, my dick starts getting soft because I know it's an act. Don't do that. Just relax. Any sounds that come out of your mouth, have them be real or else shut the fuck up. I don't say it that way, but so the sexual chemistry was not horrible. She wasn't terrible, but it took a hit because of this. And there was no sexual connection. She's kind of a party girl and gets drunk a lot. And that's not someone I can be sexually connected to. Like her. Cool person. Very cool person. Very cool person. Fun to hang out with. So that's another example of high in certain areas, low in others. That makes sense. What else? Okay. Pink Firefly. So Pink Firefly, many of you know this. She started out as an FB, pure FB. Cause I didn't know. You can go watch our podcast. One of the podcasts we did, one of the videos she did together where I didn't know if she was real because her picture would look pretty too good. And I didn't know what her deal was. And anyway, so we started having sex and sexual enjoyment. Great. She's exactly my type. Other than the fact she doesn't have a big ass, she is exactly my type. She's my 10. Other than the fact she doesn't have a big ass. You put a big ass on her, then she's like an 11. So sexual enjoyment, good. We had sexual chemistry quickly. Not the first time. The first time she was scared. She talked about this where after she saw me the first time we had sex, she wasn't sure she ever wanted to see me again because I was scary. I get a little intense and she's a little cute little flower. She's a little sweetheart. So I scared her. Usually I try to control that shit, but I got excited because she's hot. So, but then once she saw me again two or three more times, she was like, oh, yeah. So the sexual chemistry happened pretty quickly. Then we developed a sexual connection. Now that took about a year or two. So this can happen sometimes. This isn't typical, but this can happen. You can be with a woman for a while, have no sexual connection, and then all of a sudden you start connecting. Happened with HBM too before Pink Firefly. Years before there was no sexual, and then there started being a sexual connection. Ah, okay, that means something. That's when I upgraded her from FB to MLTR. And then it went from there. So sometimes you can have the connection later. That happens. Is that typical? No. Often you'll have a sexual connection relatively quickly. Not the first time you have sex, although that can happen too. Some of you experience this. We have a sexual, what you think is a sexual connection. And it's difficult because You don't know the first time you have sex with them, you don't know if she's acting. But women today are, I'm speaking from vast experience, are not very good actors. Because some guys say, well, she's just pretending to like you. And there are some women who do that, but the vast majority don't. They don't know how. And the first time a woman has sex with a man is a nerve-wracking experience for a lot of women. They're very nervous. See, a man is excited. Women are kind of nervous. Even sexually experienced women, you know, it's just how, it's just, if you read pickup artist stuff, you know this works. What else? Let me look at my notes here. Sexual connection for me is rare. Now that's me. I'm an INTJ robot. If you're an INTJ-ish person like me, sexual connection for you is going to be unusual. If you are a more emotional guy, sexual connection is going to be more common. If you're more needy or more of a beta male or of lower testosterone, which means you're more of a woman, then sexual connection is going to be more frequent. Well, Kill, is that a bad thing? If it's all the time, yes, because you're going to get one-itis all the time. Sexual connection is dangerous. What do you mean? It sounds wonderful. It's wonderful and it's dangerous because you're a man and men are pussies and you're going to get one-itis and you're going to start making dumb decisions because you have a sexual connection. So it's actually easier if you have sexual connection left less often. But for me, it's pretty infrequent. And you may be like me, you may be the opposite of me, and that's fine. Okay. Let's talk about the three categories and how this applies to the three categories. First, you have FBs, right? The only thing an FB requires is sexual enjoyment. Well, that's it. If she's hot, that's all you need. You don't need anything else. Having a sexual connection with an FB, and you can, is nice, but you're not going to have that very often. And hopefully not, because then you'll fall in love with your FB. And you'll be one of these guys in their 40s who marries a 19-year-old girl. Okay, don't do that, please. So the only requirement for an FB, why FBs are wonderful, is there's very few requirements, is sexual enjoyment. She has to be hot. That's it. If she's not physically attractive, why is she your FB? Well, I mean, I guess you could have a less physically attractive FB with sexual chemistry. Sure, I guess that's possible. You can have sexual chemistry with FBs too. I've had it. MLTRs. What is the requirement for MLTRs? You're going to be surprised. Sexual enjoyment. That's it. You need sexual connection with an MLTR? No. It's nice. You don't need it. Do you need sexual chemistry with an MLTR? No, you don't. It's nice. You don't need it. Plus, you can tell her what to do. You can instruct a woman, and you should, by the way. You should have these discussions. Ashley, what do you like during sex? How do you come? What do you like? And you should do those things. And you got to tell her what you like and have her do that shit. And that's okay. There's nothing wrong with that. But that's not a sexual chemistry because you got to tell her to do it. And again, maybe a sexual chemistry can develop over time, maybe. But that's not required for an MLTR. You don't need it. It's just a nice little bonus. You need sexual enjoyment. OLTR. What does an OLTR need? Well, at a bare minimum, an OLTR needs some level of sexual chemistry. She's your girlfriend. She could be your wife someday. You need some sexual chemistry, in my view. I would not have an OLTR I had no sexual chemistry with. I wouldn't do it. Wouldn't do it. Why? I don't care if she's a 10. Sexual connection is ideal. Do you need a sexual connection with OLTR? No, I've seen scenarios where that didn't happen and that was okay. But it's ideal. So ideal is your ideal OLTR, you have all three, right? That's your ideal. But you should have some level of sexual chemistry. Otherwise, you'd be one of those guys who hates fucking his wife. There are guys like that. Those of you who are, you know, came out of the 90s and watched Married with Children, Ed Bundy. Ed Bundy, was that his name? Ed? Yeah, Ed Bundy. He hated fucking his wife. He's like, oh, God. She's like, oh, no, Al Bundy. Sorry, Al Bundy. Al. He's like, oh, God. Remember that? He hated. And there are a lot of guys like this. And so you're constantly looking outside of your marriage for sexual sustenance. Now, if you have an OLTR, that's okay. It's non-monogamous. You have sex with other women. But ideally, you want to enjoy sex with your wife, too. I haven't had sex with Pink Firefly in quite a while. And I kind of miss it. Because I love her, and we have a sexual connection and sexual chemistry, and she's really hot to me. I can't wait to see her on December 21st. I said, get ready, sweetheart. You're going to be very sore. And by the way, that's That's literally true. That's what happens. So that's it. So you should process that in a way that makes sense to you and assimilate that into your relationship models. And you should also prioritize these things based on your priorities. Some of you guys may say, look, I really need a sexual connection soon from a woman or else I just can't do it. There are a lot of guys like that. I think that is a disadvantage to your personality, but okay, if that's how you feel, then great. You need to calibrate your relationship life to make these priority sets. For me, I've said this 10,000 times. If I go on a first date with a woman, I only have two requirements. She cannot be a bitch to me. She can be a bitch to everyone else she knows. I don't care. She can't be a bitch to me, and she has to be hot. That's it. Those are my only two requirements, because then you're at least an FB. Most guys, especially, you know, TradCon guys, a lot of red pill guys, Andrew Tate, Roosh type guys looking for the perfect wife. They have this giant checklist, like a woman who's 35. You know, well, did she go to college? Are her parents still married? Well, is she a Christian? You know, would she be a good mother? Why are you worried about this on the first date? If she's hot, put on a good condom and have sex with her. What are you doing, you moron? So that makes my life a lot easier, because I only have two requirements for any woman I meet. Now, if that's all she has, she's attractive and she's not a bitch, and the rest of her sucks, then she's an FB. On top of these, the word FB are stamped on her forehead. That's all you'll be, sweetheart. I'm going to be nice to you. You'll be my friend. F and FB stands for friend. I'm going to treat you nicely, but I'm never going to date you. You do too much drugs, or you have too much chaos in your personal life, or you're really stupid, or whatever. Whatever disadvantage she has. Okay. If she has other advantages, then you have an MLTR. Great. If she's amazing, then you can make her an OLTR candidate, and you date her for 6 months as an MLTR, and then you could maybe upgrade her in 6 months if she's been perfect for 6 months. All right. Do a few questions, and I'll go to the next topic. The blog is not ready yet, but it's coming. Maybe tomorrow. Where was I here? Hey, Caleb, what does your skin car regimen look like? It'd be great to see your reasoning behind it and deep dive. Didn't I do a video on that? I thought I did a video on that. So I'll tell you what the regimen is really quick. You need to wash your face every morning in the shower with a normal face wash, number one. You in this order. You need to exfoliate your face 2 to 3 times per week, not every day. Do it right before you shave. Then you shave. I shave in the shower. I have a little mirror. Okay. Then you put on moisturizer with at least 25 SPF mixed in the moisturizer. Your face, the back of your neck, front of your neck, backs of your hands. Check this out. These look like the hands of a man in his 50s. Nope. Then what? What am I forgetting? I'm forgetting something. That's most of it. Moisturizer with SPF. Then at night, you wash your face again. You put on moisturizer that doesn't have SPF. And if you're over 40, you also add retinol or Retin-A. If you're only over 40. That's it in a nutshell. There's a bunch of other things, but that's it. Drink a lot of water. Wanted to remind you from your last live stream, what's your opinion on passport bros? Oh, men who go overseas to find more submissive feminine women, Western women are garbage. Okay, here's my opinion. I'm on that viewpoint. This is the opinion I've had for 20 years. I said the exact same thing when Roosh was talking about this 15 fucking years ago. If you can't get laid in the Western world, you're going overseas to make it easier on yourself. A better model is to learn to get laid in the Western world. That's what I did. I've had sex with a huge number of American women while I was living in America before I ever left the country and started hooking up international women. If you learn to get laid in the Western world, now you can get laid anywhere in the world, because the Western world is one of the harder places. So because I have the ability to get laid in the Western world, and I do, I can go literally anywhere in the world and probably get laid, even more difficult areas. I don't have to go to like Ukraine or Eastern Russia or South America or Southeast Asia or the Philippines to get laid, because my game sucks, because I make the excuse about, it's called sour grapes. Well, American women are trash, number one. Number two, if you think American women, or I'm going to say Western women, because some of you are in Canada, some are in the UK, I'll say Western women. You think Western women are trash, then what I just said, FBs. For some fucking reason, over the past 7 or 8 years, this is a new thing on the internet, just the past 7 or 8 years, men in the dating space on the internet woke up one day and said, every woman I have sex with must be girlfriend quality, or else I can't have sex with her. What the fuck? Where did the fuck this come from? If you think she's garbage, but she's hot and she's nice to you, put on a condom and have her be your FB and fuck her every week and enjoy the shit out of it. This garbage stuff doesn't make any sense unless all of you are looking for your next wife right now. Is that what you're doing? No, you're just making bullshit excuses because you're a big pussy. This is why I don't agree with Passport Pros. Now, if you have the ability to get laid with Western women and then you move out of the West because it's collapsing, which you should, and then you have sex with lots of international women, that's fine. That's what I did. But I already had the ability to hook up with Canadian women, Western European women, American women, before I ever hooked up with women from Paraguay, Colombia, Argentina, I won't say where I live, Hong Kong, Japan, all the other countries I've had sex with women in, all over Europe. Okay? So I can do this anywhere in the world, but you can't because you made an excuse. Well, Western women aren't loyal, then make them an FB. All of you should have two or three American FBs right now. All you guys think American women are trash. You should have two or three American FBs right now. Right now. You know what? American women are pretty good in bed. I've been with women all over the world. Now, American women aren't bad. Sexually. And get rid of this goddamn thing where every woman I put my dick into must be wife quality or girlfriend, or I can't do it. Because I read this red pill article that said, don't put your dick in crazy. Well, you're an idiot. You know how many crazies I put my dick into? A lot. It was awesome. Wear a good condom. Don't be stupid. Wear a good condom. Other than that, you're good. Check your condom several times during sex. That should be a habit. There are correct ways to use condoms. Don't be a moron about this. Can't believe I got to tell guys about this because I was so stupid about this. Anyway, that's my opinion. How does Western economic collapse fit in with massive increases in productivity from AI, self-driving cars, and robotics? It's going to put a ton of people out of business. And the way that America is going to handle this is they're going to jack up more welfare and more welfare spending, more deficit spending, more debts, which is going to further the collapse. But I have said many times, you will have booming, amazing technology during the collapse. I've said that 10,000 times. Technology will continue to be amazing. I'm very excited about that. Longevity related, do you only health screening with Oura Ring and bloods? Any cancer heart screening? Ever try True Age or similar products to judge your biological first coronal? In the next few months, I'm going to do a few things. I'm going to do a CT scan of my heart. I'm going to do a plaque scan of my heart. I'm going to go in for a colonoscopy. I can't wait. I'm putting that off for like 2 years, mostly because of my traveling. Now that I'm traveling more, I got to get a colonoscopy because my grandfather died of colon cancer. I have it in my family, and he's actually on the side of the family I take after, so I got to go in and get a snake up my ass. That'll be great. Can't wait. So I'm doing that. So yes, I'm doing a number of things. Yeah, you bet. When you went 31 days without sex, did you just jerk off during that time or go monk mode? Does monk mode mean don't jerk off? That's not what monk mode means. Yeah, of course I jerked off. I'm a human being. Yeah. Monk mode means you're not having sex, not jerking off. That is called nofap. It's different. What's the difference between an MLTR and an OLTR? Why do I get that question every time? Can you love both of them, right? OLTR seems limiting. All right, let me think you are new. Here's the difference, massive difference. MLTR is a woman you're dating and you have feelings for. You may love her. Yes, you can love her. You don't have to. But you're dating her. You're going on dates. She's spending the night. You really like her a lot. But she's not your girlfriend. You've made no commitments to her and you can do whatever the fuck you want, including having other women who are other MLTRs. OLTR, and you only see her once a week. OLTR is your girlfriend. You totally love her. You've made commitments to her. You can have sex with other women, but they can only be FBs. They cannot be MLTRs. You can't date other women. And she can't date other men. She can hook up with other men if she really wants to. Most women over a certain age don't. So you're emotionally exclusive. And then you can move in and get married if you want. You don't have to. That's the difference. That's the big difference. A lot of them. Hello, sir. I'm a Pakistani man, even though your name is Old Scotsman. Hang on. keep meaning to talk to the building about that. This keeps happening like twice a week. Keep forgetting. Big fan of your Alpha 2.0. You say after 2 dates, you lock her in. What kind of locks do you use and when do you let her out? And do you bring your food drink during this period? Well, you got to do that. Those sailor knots. Caleb, my one doubt is that you haven't actively sought women for years by your own admission. That's not what I said. I said, I don't go on lots of first dates anymore. I didn't say zero. Whenever I move to a new country, guess what I got to go do? Got to go get new girls. So I have done it. How are you sure the initial acquisition process hasn't changed much? I don't understand the question. Changed? I have acquired new women in the last few years. I have done a few. I have done them. Wait, you're seriously demonetized? Yes, many months ago. Go watch the video about why I did that. All right. Let's get to the next topic. It's a topic many of you have asked for. The title of this video, I think. How will dating and relationships with women change as the Western world collapses? And when the Western world collapses? So as you know, the Western world will collapse in your lifetime. Now, what I define the Western world is the collapsing trifecta. That would be the United States, Canada, and Europe, primarily Western Europe, but a lot of Eastern Europe as well. Australia may be okay. New Zealand may be okay. Not sure. Maybe. So those three countries / regions are going to collapse in your lifetime. Well, Caleb, what exactly do you mean by collapse? Go watch the video at Sovereign CEO where I talk about the 6 things that may happen or what will happen during the collapse. It's one of 6 different scenarios. I don't know which one and no one knows, but it's going to be one of those 6, and they're all pretty bad. Some of them are worse than others. Depends on which of the scenarios. It's one of 6 scenarios. I cover inflation, deflation, authoritarianism, war, balkanization. You can go watch that video. So in addition to that, every year you choose to stay in the collapsing Western world, your culture and your economy will continue to get worse. Those of you talk about the Doctor Who special last week. I don't know why you bothered to watch that. Yeah, it's going to get worse and worse and worse and worse. Every year is going to get worse. So how is that going to change dating dynamics with men and women who are in the Western world? You will be surprised to see that some of this will actually help. I'll go through this, and I have facts and data to back all this up. You can go on my blogs and things like that. So fact number one, and this is a fact. There's statistical data on this. You can look this up. I've quoted some of this in my blogs. When economies get worse, women who are already with a man, so you're a woman who is married to a man or has a live-in boyfriend, especially, so a cohabiting man, tend to cling to those men a little more. So divorce rates and move-out rates, like breakup rates with cohabiting couples, when the economy takes a dive, actually tends to drop. Ooh, interesting. Now, why is that? Why does the divorce rate drop when economies get worse? Well, it's very simple. Who divorces who statistically? Do men divorce women? No. Do women divorce men? Yes. 70 to 80% of all divorces are filed by the female or initiated by the female. 3/4 of all girlfriend-boyfriend relationships are terminated by the female. So if women are the ones getting divorced and breaking up, that means that women are staying with men more when the economy gets worse. Why? Because when women look out the window and they see chaos and death and people getting laid off and their girlfriends are complaining and they can't buy stuff, they go, oh shit, I better stay with this lump of shit a little longer. Instead, now when the economy's great, they go, well, I don't need this asshole, because all of her friends say, yeah, you don't need him, fuck him. This is part of why divorce rate's so high. Talked about this before. So that dynamic drops a little bit. So now, does this apply to women who have boyfriends they don't live with? Not really. Does this apply to women who have sugar daddies? Yes. So if you are married, hopefully non-monogamously, if you're monogamously married, good luck. Or you live with your girlfriend, again, hopefully non-monogamously, or you're an older guy that has sugar babies you actually give money to, guess what? These women, most likely over the next several years, the odds of them breaking up are still sky high. They're still high. I'm not saying they go from high to zero or high to low. they drop a little bit. They go from high to less high. The odds of them leaving you actually go down a little bit. Not bad, assuming that it's a happy relationship. Now, some of you guys have wives and girlfriends who are total bitches from hell. I don't know why you're with these women. I do know why. It's because you have one-itis and you're a pussy. But assuming the relationship is good, great. So that's good news for you. So you'll see more and more of that dynamic as economies continue to worsen throughout the Western world, as collapse gets worse and worse, as inflation rises, as taxes, real tax rates go up, as a bunch of other inflation is the big one. As people get more and more people get laid off, all the people who got laid off, the thousands upon thousands upon thousands of people got laid off in 2023, and it's going to get worse. People losing their jobs. Women see this stuff. Oh, shit. You know, I hate Joe, and, you know, he doesn't know how to fuck me, and I wish I was with a new exciting guy, but I'll stick with him for a while because it looks dangerous out there. This happens. This is real and statistical. All right. Next one, number two, and I've mentioned this before. Hang on, sorry. Next one is, as economies get worse, and you have already seen this in the last 6 or 7 years, sugar daddy game increases. Now, you could consider this a good or bad thing. This is one of those things where it's bad for society, but good for some of you older alphas. So on an individual basis, this might be a good thing for you. For society, this is a pretty bad thing. Younger girls who can't afford to pay their rent or pay their stupid college loans, so they got to bang some older man to pay their bills. That's pretty horrible. So that's bad. But on an individual level, you might go, all right. But the fact that sugar daddy game is now a norm in Western society, now it's always been a de facto norm in some Asian cultures, but the dynamic was different. It was more like, okay, you're my boyfriend and you're older than me, so you're going to help me pay my rent. It wasn't a sugar daddy thing, and it was a normal thing that normal people did. Parts of South America too. But now that it's the norm in the West, 18, 19, 20-year-old girls have their friends go on the sugar daddy sites. Moms have their daughters go on sugar daddy sites. I predicted some of this, if you recall. Yeah, but why is this happening now? Because the economy is getting worse. Two things. The economy is getting worse, and men are getting worse, especially younger men. They're getting so bad. Younger women have very little options now, so they have to go to older guys. And then they get paid for it, and they need the money. So you're going to see that increase. If you hate sugar daddy game, you think it's disgusting and horrible and bad for the society. By the way, I don't disagree with all that. Sorry, that's what's going to happen. Western collapse, okay? So you're going to see that. You're going to see more and more of that. You're going to see more women on normal dating apps, and some of you guys already reported this to me. You're going to go on Tinder and Bumble, go on a first date. She'll say, okay, so you're going to give me any money? And you're like, wait a minute, this is a sugar daddy app. I'm like, yeah, whatever. You can give me any money? You're going to give me like $100? You're going to see more and more of this. More and more women demanding or at least asking for money when before they didn't. This is what happens, guys, when you vote for the lesser of two evils for 35 years straight. You dumbasses to vote for Democrats or Republicans because the other guy's so bad or the other gal's so bad. That's what happens. That's what you do to your economies and your societies. Number three, I've talked about this too. What is also going to occur as Western collapse continues, there is a economic component, there's a cultural component. These two things coalesce into men getting weaker, especially younger men getting weaker. Men are the weakest pussies we have seen in all of Western history, and it's going to get even worse. As men get worse, you will see more younger women go after much older men. I've mentioned this many times. I have done entire podcasts on this. When I first started dating much younger women way back in 2009, so how long ago was that? 15 years ago, it was hard. If you're in your 30s or 40s, you're trying to hook up like a 19-year-old or a 20-year-old, it was hard work. You had to work really hard, do everything right, be very patient. I have a whole book about this called The Ultimate Younger Woman Manual. You can buy it. Very good at this. I was able to do it, but man, it was some work. Is it difficult today? If you're an older guy and you're not creepy and you're not ugly and you're not fat, is it super difficult to hook up with much younger girls today? No. Why is that? Because men, particularly younger men, have gotten so bad and so beta and so pussy and so low T and so lazy and shiftless and so angry about politics and so addicted to porn and video games. These are the people taking over. By the way, as the collapse occurs, that's the next generation that's going to run your society. Good luck. I'm so glad I'm in Dubai. Good luck, guys. Women have no other options other than to go to men who are over age 35. And I've talked about this. It used to be that you could find a real man meaning a man with a job and a car and, you know, a direction in life, masculine, you know, take charge guy who was 25 years old. That was very common many, many, many decades ago. Then it moved up to 30. Women had to go to men who are 30 to find a, quote, real man. Then it went to 35. You started having guys who were like 30, 31, 32, playing Nintendo all day and getting drunk all day and smoking weed all day and watching Netflix all day. Like, dude, gotta go to the bar, dude. It's like, you're 31. Now, today, that's normal. And I said, when it was 35, I said, soon it's going to be 40. If a woman under 40 wants a normal guy with a, like a normal life, a responsible man, a real man, she's going to have to go to guys over 40. And we're almost getting there now. It's at the point now where women in their early 20s, mid-20s, late 20s, early 30s, if they want a real man, they got to find guys 40 plus. Then it's going to be in the future 45 as the Western world could, and then it's going to be 50. Yeah. So that's the next thing that's going to happen. Let's see. Number four. I'm going to just read this off my notes. As a result of the above three items, alpha males who have strong game and or money and or SMV will be able to be more demanding with women and women will comply. So this is strangely where guys like Andrew Tate are actually onto something. He's right about a lot of things. He's right about most things he says. He's wrong about a certain other things. Well, it's not wrong. His priorities are different than mine. So right now, well, let me give you a few examples. So if you are an alpha male in this collapsing society, this collapsing civilization in which you live, now, and it's going to get worse, actually better for us. If you are one of those rare alpha males that has their shit together, you're confident, you're not independent, you're not disgustingly ugly or disgustingly fat, you've got some money, you've got a business, hopefully location dependent, that, you know, you have your own company, things like that, right? You got a decent amount of money, not a million, not a multimillionaire, but you're making at least the $85,000 a year USD location dependent, certainly $100,000 a year or more. You don't have a lot of debt, okay? You'll be able to tell women, hey, look, if you want to date me, that's fine, but here's the deal. And you'll be able to verbalize things I tell not to verbalize until you're a few months in. I'm going to bang other chicks. You don't like it. There's the door. Now, historically, if you said that to women on a first date, they'd say, well, fuck you. Ah, but we're entering in an era now where they're going to go, okay, because they have less options. As I've said many times, Western collapse is bad for beta males, very bad for betas, bad for a lot of alpha male 1.0s. It's great for us. It's bad for society, but it's good for us. So you're going to see non-monogamy increase, but I already predicted this 10, 15 years ago. You're going to see more non-monogamy. And one of the good things about the rise of people like Andrew Tate is more guys are waking up to, oh, I can date multiple women at the same time. I don't have to have just one. Cool, which is what I've been screaming about for 15 years. So you can see more of this. You will see more Andrew Tate types and Caleb Jones types with multiple girlfriends or wife and multiple girlfriends or multiple MLTRs. You're going to start seeing more and more of this as the Western world continues to collapse and as men get worse and worse and worse. You're going to see more alpha males, not just alpha males. There are alpha males who are losers, and then there are alpha males who have their shit together. Alpha males who have their shit together, let me say it again, you don't look like shit. You have a decent amount of money. You're hopefully location dependent. Those things. Basic SMB stuff. Okay. And again, I didn't say you look like Brad Pitt. Do I look like Brad Pitt? You don't have to look like Brad Pitt. You don't have to be a multimillionaire. You don't have to make $1 million a year. I said, you don't look like shit. You have a decent income, right? You're a confident, outcome independent guy. You'll be able to clean up. And you'll have these little harems. And I've had harems for 17 years now. I'm used to it. Andrew Tate has the high drama version of harem where he moves in with girls and then they throw him in jail. Okay, fine. If you want to do that, then that's fine. Follow his models. You will be able to, not yet, but you will be able to at some point in the future, and I will let you know when this happens, assuming I'm still talking about this post-2024. you'll be able to throw down these things like on the first and second date. Right now, don't do that. That will not work. But you'll be able to soon. If you're an alpha male who has a shit together, those are two big ifs. Alpha male 2.0 with your shit together. You'll be able to stay on the first date. So listen, here's the deal. You're great. Love to see you again. Here's the thing. I'm dating four other women. I'm going to have kids with two of them. And if you want to have kids with me, you can too. But I'm dating several other girls. And you can just throw down and just say it. And she'll go, okay. Yeah. You will also start seeing men, Western men, have kids with multiple women. I have already noticed a rise in this. In the last 2 years in particular, I've noticed in my audience, men who are going around the world impregnating chicks. Now, I have opinions about this, but I've seen guys starting to do this more. You're going to start seeing this happen in the Western world. Alpha males with their shit together are going to start having children with multiple women. They're going to do the, what's Mariah Carey's ex-husband's name? Nick Cannon. You're going to do a Nick Cannon, or what Andrew Tate and mostly his brother fantasizes about doing, having multiple kids and all this shit with multiple women and all that crap. You're going to start seeing more of this. Women are going to do it. They're going to put up with this. Fact from my life, there are numerous women in my life right now who would love for me to have children with them, even though they know I'm married. They would love it. They've asked. Wow. I mean, if I didn't have Pink Firefly and I had a different view about having multiple kids all over the world, bro, you know how many kids I could have right now? Bro, I'm not going to do it, but could. And I know some of you weirdos want that. All right. Next one, number five, this last one. This is a negative. Drama in relationships will increase. So these women will agree to this shit. Again, I'm going to use Andrew Tate as an example. Perfect example of this. These women will agree, but they won't like it. And they're going to scream and yell. You're going to have fighting, drama, arguments, demands, screaming and yelling. This is going to rise in relationships as the Western world continues to collapse. Why? Stress levels are going to increase, and more women will be in these relationships that are directly opposed to their false societal programming. So they're going to push back. I call this the Hispanic model. I've also called this the Mediterranean model. It's where a man is married to or living with a woman. He's having sex with other women all the time, and she fucking hates it, but she doesn't leave him. She stays with him because of the good of the kids, or she needs the money, or she's a Christian and Christians don't do that, whatever reason she's got. So she stays with him, but gives him fucking drama from hell every day. A lot of people in Italy have relationships like this. A lot of people in Spain have relationships like this. A lot of people in South America have relationships like this, right? These cheating husbands and cheating boyfriends, but the wife stays there and just keeps throwing pots and pans and screaming and yelling at him. And he puts up with the drama because I guess he doesn't care. He doesn't follow alpha male 2.0 models. He doesn't care about long-term happiness. You're going to see more of that. By the way, you're going to see more drama in monogamous relationships too. Drama across the board is going to increase in relationships. Get ready. What's the cure for that? Cardinal rules and soft nexting. If you're an alpha male 2.0, this isn't going to affect you. Now, what it might mean is you have to next women more often. So I predict with you alpha male 2.0s, the amount of nexting you're going to have to do is going to go up over the next 5 to 10 to 15 years as the economy gets worse, as Westworld continues to collapse. Yeah. So that's it. That's how it's going to change. It's going to change in other ways too, but those are the big five. Most of them are good. Some of them are bad. Some of them require some attitudinal changes. The bottom line for all this is you need to define what you want in your woman life. It should be very clearly defined, written down on paper. My woman life looks exactly like this, and you write it all out. And you stick with that model, and you don't put up with any drama or bullshit because you want to follow long-term consistent happiness models, and then you'll be okay. And then you take action on these things. And you don't settle for monogamy, you betas. You don't date multiple women and then get compliant or too busy and then get de facto monogamous. Don't do that. You don't get one-itis for any one woman. You can be fully in love and connected to a woman without having one-itis. I love Pink Firefly more than I have ever loved a woman in my entire life. I do not have one-itis. I said this 10,000 times. I'll say it again. I love Pink Firefly more than I've loved anyone in my entire life. I want to be with her for the rest of my life. If she starts giving me drama, she will be out on her ass within 48 hours, and she knows it. because I don't have one-itis. I love her without having one-itis. Don't get one-itis. You do those things, you'll be fine. You will prosper during this time where everyone else is going to be freaking out. It'll be a micro. It'll be an expanded version of what happened in 2020. I'll end with this, and I'll do some more questions. Q&A. 2020 was one of the best years of my entire life. In my woman life, it was awesome. It was crazy good. Financially, I made a mountain of money, and my investments did a 140% return. 2020. While everyone else was basically freaking the fuck out in 2020. Guys were complaining they couldn't get laid. Guys didn't have any money. Guys couldn't pay their bills. Guys were losing money in investments. Guys were freaking the fuck out how terrible it was. And thank God it's over. That's a microcosm of what's going to happen over the next 15 years. You're going to have all these guys freak out about how horrible, terrible it is. And you few alpha male 2.0s with all these models are going to have a great fucking time. And you'll be like this. You'll be with your friends and family. They'll all be bitching and moaning how horrible it all is. You'll be like, you'll be sitting there like this. Can't wait to get back home. It's a good life. All right. Do some questions. I don't know if I can get all the questions. I'm just going to scan through and do some random questions here. Let's see here. What's a horrible movie you love? Phantom Menace and Kingdom of Heaven. Looks make zero impact on sexual enjoyment for me as long as her appearance doesn't turn me off. If her appearance doesn't turn me off, then sex is a joy entirely, enthusiastic. Some people are like that. So if she's a 4 and she doesn't turn you off, you think she's a mate? Okay. Is this artificial intelligence and is this real? Because you're not reading the chat. What? I'm reading the chat right now. Deep breaths, relax. Hey, Caleb, why do you think it pisses so many people off that movies are no longer star hot white alpha males slaying bad guys and slaying that hot pussy? Well, I don't like it because that's what I enjoy. I came out of the 80s when movies were awesome. I mean, I tell you, go look up the movies that came out in 1982. And just the summer of 82, it will blow you away. The quality we had in the 80s, and now movies are shit. So it's just sad that we don't have that anymore. It's very sad. I disagree on that point. I think average is fine for sexual connection. You already said that already. Okay, some of you are being weird. Okay. I have long pondered that during the economic collapse, all the girls, just like the middle-class, beautiful German girls in 1923, had to prostitute themselves to the remaining wealthy folk. Yes, you're going to see aspects of that. You already have that now with OnlyFans. 20 years ago, I was on record about this. You're the only one of predictions that came true. About 20 years, I said, in about 20 years, I don't know what the time frame I put on it. Maybe I didn't put a time. I said soon or at some point in the next few decades, I remember the time frame, it will be normal for suburban white girls, middle-class suburban white girls to do porn. It will be the norm and moms and dads won't care and all their girlfriends at high school won't care. It'll be a normal thing. OnlyFans. Where did OnlyFans come from? You know, the dynamic that drove that was chicks need money. Now you have a few high-end OnlyFans models who are making the big bucks. But that's the 1%. All the rest are these, you know, 18, 19, 20-year-old girls need money. Yeah. Is the blog going to be paid or will reading be free? It will be free, but you can pay to ask questions. I noticed that I get way less likes on Tinder free version with the same pictures than before. Which tier do you recommend to pay for to get the best results? It doesn't, the tier doesn't matter. Do the cheapest one, as long as you're paying. The algorithm favors you if you pay. You don't need the highest end tier. There's not much good sex education in the USA. Hey, Doesn't matter. Women are American women are pretty good in bed, like I said. Let's see. How do you deal with the Me Too movement in your sex life? Go read the article. Do the Google search, alphamale20.com/Me Too, and read that article. Me Too is not going to happen to you. Are you famous? Then Me Too will never happen to you. All right. Just kind of scrolling. I thought you said you don't buy cars. What are you referring to? You're making a joke. In your opinion, is it possible for anyone to be long-term happy without endlessly banging new chicks, having an online business, and endless travel? Of course. Why would I've never said that. I never said you need to have endless travel to be happy. A lot of people would hate my travel lifestyle. I've never said anything like that. So your question doesn't make any sense. Getting into my 30s right now seems like getting older would be a good deal for me in the Western Collapse. If you're older with your shit together, most older men these days don't have their shit together. They have their shit together much less bad than younger guys. I've talked about the last live stream. Most guys in their 50s don't have any money. They have high incomes, but they have no money. You should be worth $1 million by the time you're 50. What percentage of 50-year-olds have $1 million net worth? Small. So older, yes, but get your fucking shit together. Start your Alpha 2.0 business. Quit your fucking 9-to-5 job. Get location dependent. If you're really fucking fat, address it. If you're really fucking skinny with a big belly sticking out, you're skinny fat, address it. If you look like a dork, if you have fucked up teeth, address it. Address these things. Get your shit together. My ex's dad is a multimillionaire Alpha 1.0, married to an ex-stripper 9 years his junior. Of course. She said they caught him jerking to porn and she and her sister wouldn't talk to him for 2 years. Yeah, that's very normal. Pink Firefly had a boyfriend for years and she would wake up in the middle of the night and because she lived with him. She woke up in the middle of the night and he was not there. And she's like, where the fuck did he go? And she would go into the kitchen. He was jerking off the porn on the laptop. This is men today. Caleb, I just don't see how my gen are that bad. I don't know what generation you are. When chicks, you dare complain what they are saying, the dudes they talk to are missing. I don't understand your question. Rewrite it. He bragged about cheating on her mom 100 times while they were in their 20s. 2.0s are going to slay. I don't know what you're talking about. Why do proven experts on tech disruption like Professor Tony Selma believe there are several technological disruptions that massively multiply productivity and thus economic wealth? Do you agree? I agree that it'll increase productivity, but there will be negative ramifications to this. What happens if it increases productivity, but the United States government is $100 trillion in debt and needs to raise taxes on people or print trillions of dollars and creating massive hyperinflation? How is that going to help? You're just focused on the technology. There's fiscal policy. There's economic policy. Productivity, there's various factors. You got to tie them all together, not just pick out one and say, this will be awesome, therefore there will be no collapse. I'm too cheap to have kids. I'd rather spend money on fun cars. You say that now. Well, you might be right about the kid thing. But when you're 50, you're not going to give a fuck about cool cars. That's an Andrew Tate younger guy thing. What do you think of guys to second world countries getting women who agree to it pregnant and not helping to raise kids? Is that immoral? I don't project my morality on other people. I would not do that. I would not want to create a bunch of children all over the world who didn't have a dad most of the year. I would not do that. I would not feel good about that. I have two kids. I love my children, and I get really connected to little kids. I love babies. I love holding babies. And because, you know, if Pink Firefly died tomorrow, I could do that. I could do it now. I don't want to, but I could impregnate so many women all the world. And I could afford to pay them and it'd be fine. It's not an economic thing. But to hold a child in my arms who is my child and say, all right, back to your mom. I'll see you in 6 months. I wouldn't feel good about that. Now, some guys don't give a shit. If you don't give a shit, do whatever you want. As long as you can afford to send these women money. Don't leave these women high and dry. I wouldn't like it. I predict governments are going to change the laws to make the age of consent to 24 so they can cause older women who are getting jealous already and constantly call older men creepy. Wonder how this will turn out. That will not happen. Here's what will happen. when they invent sex robots, which I've talked about in great detail, they're gonna try to make those illegal. Now, will it work? No. Weed was illegal. Does that mean no one smoked weed? So they'll be illegal and everyone will still fuck the robots anyway. So that will happen. Women are gonna say you're violating the robots' rights. They're gonna make up whatever reason they can. Women over 33 looking for husbands. Younger women won't care, but women are looking for husbands are gonna be furious. When all these guys are banging Kim Kardashian robots all day long and Tinder will be just be a wasteland, it'll be all women. Then yes, women will scream to the government, and the government will say, yes, master, and they'll try to make robots illegal. Yeah. Caleb, do you think women are ultimately stay associated with you just Caleb, do you think women ultimately stay associated with you for just sex? Or are they hoping to become your stay-at-home wife chicks who know you at least 6 months? There is a combination of several of those factors. There's a number of factors. Each woman is different. Some women are in that category, yes. Some women are very patiently waiting for me and Pink Firefly to get divorced or for me to like get a second wife. Because some of these South American women, they don't care if you're married. I love you. Let's get married. I already married. So if you love her, do not get one-itis. One-itis hurts her. Correct. Good books, man. Ready for all. Cool. Caleb, you are Nostradamus. Yes, I am. Will old blog posts still be available? Goldmine material. Yes, I'm never going to remove those posts. If a girl gets cold sores, HSV-1, is that grounds for concern? You don't know if a cold sore is HSV-1. It could be HSV-2. Oh, excuse me, HSV-1. No, HSV-1, you probably already have HSV-1. I've talked about this many times. If you have kissed more than 6 or 7 women in your entire life, you probably have HSV-1 in your bloodstream right now. Something like 82% of the population has it in the Western world. You already have HSV-1. So HSV-1 is fine. You probably already have it. HSV-2 is the problem. So you're okay. Many people have them dormant, I heard. HSV-1 is fine. It's shocking how much good stuff you've made. Cool. Watching the guide you made on Five Flags, I might have to try Paraguay because Armenia requires 6. Hey, thanks. You're very welcome. I'm a millennial. I meant that strictly for dating. All the guys I know are socially intelligent, have a job, and live alone. All the guys you know are millennials in general. This is called anecdotal versus statistical data. It's called anecdotal. All my friends are like this. Therefore, the entire generation is like this. Anecdotal data. If you can't make judgments based on anecdotal data. That means you hang out with men who aren't losers. Cool for you. And millennials aren't as bad as Gen Z, but they're reasonably bad. They're a lot worse than Gen X, my generation, and my generation sucks. And millennials even worse. And Gen Z is even worse than you guys. God knows what's coming after Gen Z. All these crazy little communists and Gen Z who don't want to work. What's the generation after that? Oh my God. You guys are fucked. Unless you could leave the collapsing Western world. When the girls you date complain about guys, what do they say is missing? Guys are needy. Guys cry. Guys complain. Guys text me all the time. Guys sit on their ass and play video games all day. Stuff like that. I see chicks online complaining about how guys don't make 250,000 drum of beauty. Okay, those are the clips they post on Instagram. Women do not complain about this. I've told you about how many women I've been with. They don't complain. I want guys to make 250,000. Those are a very small percentage of women. The vast majority of women complain about normal shit I just talked about. You're looking at, you know, clips on Instagram. A guy I know threatens to punch guys who don't share the same taste in women as him. Is he psychotic or an alpha male 1.0? He's probably psychotic. Have you heard about the book, The Fourth Turning? Of course. And what do you think of it? I agree with most of it, not all of it. What is the Myers-Briggs personality of your wife? ENTP. No. E-S. Shit, what is she? I know what she is. ESFJ. Pink Firefly is an ESFJ. She's the opposite about everything. So we both share the J. Because we're pretty opposite. ESFJ. ESFJ. Right. Extrovert, sensing, feeling, judging. That's Pink Firefly. And that's very, she's a little judger, but she's extroverted. She's a feeler, not a thinker. She's a sensor, not an intuitor. So, yeah. All right. You're with an extrovert. Shocking. I'm an introvert. Extroverts don't like me. I am attracted to opposites. I've written about this on my blogs. The more extreme personality you have, and I have an extreme personality, the more you will be attracted to the opposite extreme. The more balanced a personality you have, which is most of you, opposites won't turn you on as quite as much. A little bit. But when you're an extreme motherfucker like I am, I'm attracted to extreme opposites. So Pink Firefly is an extreme personality. You can tell just by looking at her. She's an extreme personality. She's an extreme archetype. So I'm attracted to these extremes. And the extremes are attracted to me. So little teeny tiny blonde girly girls who are hyper feminine like Pink Firefly is, they see a big, confident, loud asshole like me. They go, oh, yeah. As an INTJ, has you been aware of the MBI personality of your women's? You see the most compatible with more. Yeah, for a while, what I was doing is I stopped doing this years ago, but I would have women go through the tests I was dating, and I keep track of it just for fun. There was no big consensus. I was dating kind of all over the place. So, yeah. But again, when I date a woman, I'm not looking for a girlfriend or wife. I don't care what she is. I take all comers. Pun intended. If you're pretty and you're not a bitch to me, you're in. I don't care what your personality is. I don't care how smart you are. I don't care what religion you are. I don't care if you're a socialist or a feminist or a right winger or a Christian or an atheist. I don't give a fuck. I'm not trying to there to date you or marry you. That might come later, maybe. And I always dated multiple women, so you don't work out. I got two or three more that'll work out. I don't care. You know, I don't know where this fucking thing came from with you guys. Some of you guys have this. Every woman on a first date, I got to make sure she's amazing or I can't fuck her. What the fuck? I don't know where that came from. It came from some aspect of red pill. I don't understand. I don't get it. It's like the concept of FB doesn't exist. Every woman I have sex with has to be a serious relationship because you might get married. What the fuck? It's the opposite of the 2000s during the pickup artist days. It was like, you bang everybody. And then it just flipped somewhere around like the mid to late 2010s. It flipped. Oh no. Have sex with girls, but they better be amazing and they better have college degrees. They better be Christian and they can't fuck more than two guys before. And what? I'm like molesting my microphone over here. Where are we here? How much longer? I will go in a few minutes. Can have for a little longer. A little bit. Okay. Oh, I love water so much. It's my favorite drink because it's the only thing I drink. Where is this? I was out with this hot girl the other night and these guys were giving me dirty looks, probably out of jealousy. Have you experienced guys being hostile with your hotties? Yes. What do you think my reaction is? Don't care. Alchemy independent. I smile. I'm getting that and you're not. Yes, I've had that. I've had that more than once. Yeah. Now, it helps. I'm a big guy. So guys aren't really going to fuck with me. That hasn't happened in my adult life. And when I was in high school, when I wasn't as big. So I have that advantage. But I just smile. I'm going to be sucking those titties and you don't get it. You're going to go home to jerk off. Or your overweight wife or whatever it is. Yes, I've had that. What's more reliable, Myers-Briggs or an Enneagram? An Enneagram is more reliable. Myers-Briggs is not as scientific as we'd like. It's just not, it's not horrible, but it's not very scientific. Gives you a good idea, though. An Enneagram is better than Myers-Briggs, so yes. You're right. I'm boring, and I like boring emo goth chicks like Raven from Teen Titans. Well, there you go. They already call the next generation Gen Alpha. No. Someone said more like Gen Omega. Correct. You could go back on my blogs and read the comments and read the articles I wrote, responses, comments. Several, just a few years ago, 5 years ago, 6 years ago, all these right wingers, what were they saying about the millennials? Or no, the Gen Z generation. I'm going to see how smart you guys are. About 6 years ago, what were the right wingers in America saying about Gen Z? And they were very excited about this. See if any of you remember. I'm going to wait in the chat. Put in the chat, what did right-wing American dudes say about Gen Z, not today, about 6 years ago, 6, 7 years ago. I want to see if any of you know. It was a big thing. It was all over the internet for about 2 years, and then it vanished. And I confronted it at the time, and I was right. Anyone know? Anyone remember? If not, I'll tell you. I'll give you a minute. Because I went on my blog and said, you guys are absolutely fucking wrong about this. You're morons. You're idiots. And I showed you the data. And then they realized how wrong they were. I'm going to bring it up. I'm going to bring up your comment. That they were more religious and conservative. You're damn right. They said, oh my God, Caleb, we're saved. This new Gen Z generation, they're right wing, Caleb. They're conservative. They're religious. They believe in traditional values. They're going to save America, Caleb. I said, you guys are fucking morons, as usual with your Trump shit. You're wrong, bullshit. Oh, it's a few of you saying this. That they were going to go up and be conservative. More conservative. Gen Z. Yeah, I said wrong. And then I posted a bunch of stuff, a bunch of facts when they did polling on that generation. This is 6, 7 years ago before people realized how woke they were. But I knew. I said, if you look at the data, gun control, they're left. Abortion, they're left. All these topics, they're left, left, left. Welfare, they're left. Social, they're left, left, left. They just go to church a little more often than millennials did. It was like, you know, a little like 12% more than millennials, which doesn't say much because millennials didn't go to church. So conservatives just grabbed onto that and said, yes. So yeah, you're gonna see some of that for the generation after Gen Z. You're gonna see a bunch of delusional Trump idiots go, you know, this generation, they're conservative, Caleb. We're saved. Nope. You're fucked. My only requirement for sex is that she's a 9 or 10 in looks. Other than that, I have no other requirements. Okay, there are some guys like that. I've never understood how men have other requirements for things like personality or college degree. Those are trad cons. Well, honestly, I get lots of hate on a date. You do? Guys often approach. I'm not a big guy, kind of annoying. Where are you going on your first dates? Don't go to bars, you know, dive bars on first dates. Go to nice, chill bars or coffee shops, and you won't have a problem. I've never had that on a first date. I've had that when I was dating women. What's your Enneagram? I've never done it. I've done Colby. I'm a 7866 or 7844. I forget. I started to raise my standards to date women I find more attractive. Online dating is limiting because there are not enough of these in my area. Should I also focus on day game? Yes, if you need to. Depends on how big of the place you live. They just did polling showing that Gen Z likes Kennedy more than both Biden and Trump. Right. Gen Z is the most left-wing generation in American history. And that's saying a lot because look at the fucking millennials, how left-wing they are. The next generation after Gen Z be more. I don't know how you get more left than Gen Z. I mean, I've talked to a lot of Gen Z women and men. They don't even want to work. My summary is, the millennials will go to work, but they're pissed off if they're not the supervisor, the manager within 2 weeks because they're entitled, because they got the participation trophies, all that bullshit. That's millennials. Then Gen Z doesn't even want to work. They're like, I got to work. That's bullshit. Well, I got to work. The whole generation's like this. Yes, there are some exceptions. And by the way, to be clear, the exceptions are amazing. Romessa, you guys saw on my podcast a while back. She's Gen Z and she's amazing. I've got 2 or 3 Gen Z people on my team. They're amazing. They kick ass. So the exceptions are amazing, but they're the exceptions. Yeah. All right. Who knows? Maybe after the collapse, the future generation will be alpha male again. Well, after the collapse, whoever rebuilds society after the collapse, there will be alphas in there. Yes. Most likely what will occur is the collapse will occur. From the ashes will be a balkanized little countries, similar but not the same as what happened when the Soviet Union collapsed in 1989. You suddenly had like 13, 14 new little countries. And some of these countries were smart. Georgia, Estonia. Some of these countries were dumb, like Belarus. So it depends on the country, right? And so some of those countries will do well, and some of them will do horrible. And you just need to move the ones that do well,
Or even better, just stay out of the collapsing Western world and you'll be fine. Gen Alpha will definitely be more conservative than Gen Z, or else the world will crumble and die. No, the world will not crumble and die. I've talked about this. When the West collapses, the world will not crumble and die. I've said this 10,000 times. People in Paraguay wouldn't even notice if America collapsed tomorrow morning. They wouldn't even notice. They just go about their business. They wouldn't even fucking notice. Now, were there other countries that would notice? Yeah. Would Dubai notice? Yes. Would Dubai take a hit? Yes. But even Dubai would take a hit, but they'd be okay. Paraguay wouldn't even notice. People think that the West equals the world. It doesn't. Cambodia would barely notice if America collapsed tomorrow morning. Barely notice. They would notice. It'd be on the news. People would talk about it. Oh, wow, Jerry, America collapsed. Wow. And then they go back to work. I bend to both Russia and Belarus. Both countries are amazing in many regards, but too unstable in my opinion. There's a lot of pluses to Russia and Belarus. There's a lot of pluses to that. I'm trying to go to Russia. I'm trying to go. It's just I'm so busy. But when the West collapses, will wealth gap shrink or get bigger? It will continue. That's another thing that's going to happen. The gap between rich and poor is going to even expand even more as the collapse continues. You're going to have trillionaires. AI and shit like that's going to create trillionaires. Multi-trillionaires. And everyone else will be like barbarians. It'll be like, you know, people living in elven towers and everyone will be orcs, raging barbarians, you know. All right, I'll do one or two more questions. I got to go. If you guys have them. I think I'm going to go for a walk after this. It looks really cool out there. They have all the Christmas lights and stuff up in Dubai now. It's neat. I'm looking right at this big building, and there's a strip in the middle where they have these bridges, and it's green, white, red, and blue. It's neat. I thought you didn't like Russian women. Correct. To be honest, we had a similar experience with Russian women. Correct. I didn't say Russian women are great. I said Russia as a country. Russian women FBs are amazing. A lot of drama. Be aware. It's a problem. All right. I'm going to let you guys go. I will be announcing the blog. God, maybe today. I don't know. I'm waiting for one more thing. Maybe tomorrow. We'll see. And then I will see you guys next week. Oh, 90-day business builder. You can still sign up this week because we're not starting the curriculum until December 9th. But the Black Friday bonuses are over. You missed those. So if you schedule your call now, you can get in before we start on December 9th, which is perfect because you get your niche done by the end of December and you're rolling your business January, February. Perfect timing. Perfect timing. You want to do this. Cool. All right, guys. I will see you on Monday or the Sovereign CEO live stream. Have fun.